Thank you. We're so excited.
Yeah, we'll start with the ticketed shows. We've got a few different series happening for that. We've got our Broadway Theater series, July 8th and 9th, Joshua Redman Quartet on the 8th, SSO and SJO with Alexis Normand and David Braid on the 9th. Those are going to be great shows. Mm-hmm. We've got our Basement Strictly Jazz series, which runs July 3rd through July 6th. Two of those four shows are actually already sold out. So if you are a jazz diehard who wants to see some of that program at the Basement, I would hop to it really quick, sassjazz.com. And then we've got our headliners happening at Victoria Park at the main stage. That's July 9th through 12th. We've got just a fantastic program there. Allison Russell and William Prince on the 9th. We've got Jimmy Vaughn and the Tilt-A-Whirl Band with Barney Bentall on the 10th. We've got Ladies Night on July 11th. I know you've talked to Sophie B. Hawkins.
For a long time, too. I can't thank you enough. She ended up talking to us for like 25 minutes. I felt bad partway through. I'm like, you know, this is going on a bit long. And she's like, it's fine. I mean, I think I have her convinced she's going to go stand up paddleboarding in the river when she's here.
I think so. I listened to all 25 minutes and it was riveting journalism. I was like, this is great.
She was fantastic.
It was fantastic. But yeah, we've got Sophie B. Hawkins. We've got Paula Cole and Chantal Kreviazik on that night. And then we're closing it out July 12th with Lake Street Dive, Katie Tupper, Isla Tesler-Mabe, and Nick Faye. And there's also some great supporting acts on that bill. You really get four shows a day on that. And then throughout the whole festival, we've got over 75% of the festival is free. Mm. So we've got our neighborhood pop-up program, which is 32 different shows throughout Saskatoon and even a couple outside of Saskatoon. We've got one at Dakota Dunes Resort on Whitecap First Nation and one in Hepburn, Saskatchewan, of all places. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. They emailed me and said, do you think you'd ever leave the city limits? And I said, well, why not? So we've got that going on. We've got 4 days of free programming at the main park. So that's at Victoria Park, July 5th through 8th. You can come in for free, check out the Butler Byers Family Fun Zone, check out the 9 Mile Legacy Artisan Market, the Saskatoon Co-op Beer Gardens, so many great things, and then all the great music happening as well.
All of the information on all of these shows and tickets is at your website, sassjazz.com. And like you said, some shows are selling out, so don't wait too long. Get on your tickets underway today. And I think I should point out as well, some people might not realize that you guys are actually a registered charity, so it benefits our community.
Yes, absolutely. A lot of people have this idea that Sass Jazz is this huge business and profit-driven business. And we're actually a really grassroots community organization. We drive about $8 million annually into the local tourism economy, and we have a whole bunch of outreach programs that your ticket purchase supports. One of them is our care home outreach program. So this year we are sending artists to 8 different local care homes to entertain the residents. We have a couple of different education initiatives, including the Jazz in Schools Saskatchewan program, which we support, which helps bring jazz education to high schools that may not have that kind of program. And we also do our Jazz Intensive that's supported by the University of Saskatchewan, and it's a summer camp for young students where they get to learn under some of the best jazz faculty in Canada. We bring in a really diverse faculty here to the province and provide that opportunity. Plus, like I said, 75% of the program is done for free and supporting local products and suppliers. So we hope that folks, when they're deciding where their entertainment dollar goes, that they think of us and they think of giving back to the community, and also know that when you purchase your ticket, you can donate to Sass Jazz, and that donations of $25 and more receive a charitable receipt.
I love it. Well, I tell you, the sun is shining. It's absolutely beautiful out, and you can feel the buzz in the city. The Sassatel Saskatchewan Jazz Fest is here. Thanks for the update, and have a great festival, Shannon.
Thank you so much.